You are listening to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, Episode 3. Today we're talking about equity chorus calls. And without further ado, let's get started. Everybody, Maggie Barra here. Welcome to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us. The Actor Aesthetic Podcast is produced every Monday for your enjoyment. And show notes are found at actoraesthetic.com/podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram at Actor Aesthetic and on Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's get on to the show. So today we're talking about equity chorus calls, which, like EPAs or equity principal auditions, are required calls for any theater that is running under an equity contract. Equity chorus calls, or ECCs, are divided into basically four categories. There are ECCs for women, ECCs for men, ECCs for singers, and ECCs for dancers. So one particular show may have four different ECCs. You can have an ECC singer call for women, an ECC dancer call for women, an ECC singer call for men, and an ECC dancer call for men. Equity members are able to sign up for ECCs using the online sign-up feature on the Casting Call website through the member portal exactly 1 week prior to the date of the audition. Those signups go live at 9:30 a.m. and then they close one business day prior to the audition at 2 o'clock p.m. If you are a new member and you don't have access to the Equity Member Portal yet, or perhaps you decided last minute you wanted to knock out another audition and you missed the deadline to sign up online, don't sweat. If you are unable to secure a spot online for an ECC, you are allowed to sign up the day of. Here's how. Basically, you need to arrive at least a half hour before the ECC, whether the audition is at the Actors Equity Building or Pearl Studios, Ripley Greer, or Chelsea Studios. It is required that the theater see all actors who arrive at an ECC before the call begins. Equity members, for those of you who are not able to sign up online prior to the audition, a line is formed based on arrival. So hop on that line and hang out until the monitor gets there. P.S. The monitor is going to get there 30 minutes prior to an ECC, whereas remember, for an EPA, it's an hour before. So 30 minutes before the call, the equity monitor is going to read the names on the ECC online signup list. The names will be read in order, and numbered audition cards are going to be distributed to all members present whose names are on that list. Remember, if you're equity, please make sure you say here or yes or hello when your name is called so that the monitor knows to stop reading the names and to give you your card. After the list has been read, the monitor will distribute audition cards to any members present whose names were not on the ECC signup list. When you're signing up in person, make sure you have your equity membership card so that the monitor can jot down your name and equity number, and make sure you also take an audition card with a number on it. Heads up, a member is not allowed to hold another equity member's card in order to receive an audition card on their behalf. It must be you who is holding that card and giving it to the monitor in order to sign up. The monitor is going to, just like an EPA, they're going to post the names and titles of the casting personnel who will be in the room conducting the call. That monitor will ensure that casting personnel meet the requirements of the associated agreement for an ECC. So remember, listen up for your number. For singer calls, the monitor will line up the first group. either consisting of roughly 20 singers or 10 singers, depending on how fast the monitor thinks the call is going to go. And for dancer calls, the monitor will then take in the first group, usually consisting of roughly 20 to 30 dancers. Non-equity, you are allowed to attend these calls. Sometimes casting personnel will see non-equity, time permitting, and I will get to how you can get seen at these auditions in just a moment. So typing may be used by the casting personnel to audition only those members the casting personnel determined to be physically right for the production. This is all up to the creative team behind the table. There are all sorts of fun ways of typing. The people behind the table can type by headshot. They can type by lining everyone up in a room and just looking at you. They can type singers by making everyone sing 8 bars. They can type dancers by making them do a double pirouette or a short across the floor combination. I heard at a Mean Girls audition, they had people hold their legs up to show their flexibility. That's hilarious. At singer calls, the length of the audition is totally at the discretion of the casting personnel. So the monitor will advise members what the casting personnel have requested before the audition, whether that's an up-tempo song, a ballad, 16 bars of a song, 8 bars of a song, a pop rock song, musical theater, contemporary, traditional, all that good stuff. However, the length of the audition may be changed throughout the call. For example, the call may begin requiring 32 bars of a song, but maybe change later to 16 or even 8. I've done a couple of those, you guys. For dance ECCs, members may be called in groups to learn combinations and may also be auditioned in groups. The size of each dance group is determined by the size of the audition room and whether the combination will be huge or really, really tight. All in all, if a member receives an audition card, they are guaranteed to be seen or sometimes typed if typing is used. To clarify, if a member leaves the audition holding room and is not present when their number is called to audition, they can lose the right to audition at that time. A member who has missed their number being called to audition will be permitted to line up at the end of the equity portion of that call. If one call, for example, the male singer ECC runs late and, in the opinion of the monitor, will likely run into the next call, the first call must be stopped and the second call started as scheduled. And in such a case, casting personnel must offer appointments to any equity members with audition cards in that first male singer ECC who were not seen. So now, EMC and non-equity members, listen up because this applies to you. If you are interested in attending an ECC, EMC or equity membership candidates and non-union members are of the same status at a chorus call, unlike an EPA where EMC folks have a higher status and will be able to get seen before non-union. Once again, EMC and non-union members are of the same status at an ECC. I know that many non-union members arrive several hours before an audition to start an unofficial line or list, even if the call starts in the afternoon, especially for women's calls that might start at 2 o'clock. Expect an unofficial list to be started as early as 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. An official non-union list will be provided by the equity monitor for you to sign up on 30 minutes prior to the call. The equity monitor is usually open to allowing a non-union member to transfer the unofficial list onto the official one. And if they do not allow this, then whatever non-union members are in the holding room have to basically scramble to make a line and sign up on the official list. Now, once you are signed up on the official list, it is recommended that you leave the holding room and check back in 5 to 10 minutes before the call start time. This is when the monitor will usually know whether or not non-union members will be seen at the start of the call or typed. if the call is closed, if the monitor says this call is closed at the start time to union members, then no non-union members are allowed to be seen. If the creative team wishes to see non-equity, be aware they may cut your audition down to 8 bars. This has happened to me once or twice as an equity member, so prepare for it to happen as a non-equity member. Some creative teams will be willing to accept headshots and resumes even if they don't have time to see you as a non-union member. Always ask the monitor if they are accepting drop-offs, which is a headshot and resume. If so, the monitor will collect headshots and resumes at the desk. I have heard of actors getting audition appointments from drop-offs, so it's worth a shot. Just a reminder that most of this applies to equity procedures in New York City, Chicago, and LA. When chorus auditions are not required by equity, the producer may choose to utilize these procedures after consultation with equity, but they're not required to. With all that being said, I feel like I talked my head off about ECCs. This concludes episode 3 of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. If you enjoyed this or found this helpful, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And if you feel so inclined, give me a shout out on Instagram. I love to hear from you guys. For further inquiries, email me at maggie@actoraesthetic.com or shoot me a DM at actoraesthetic. It takes a village, y'all. I'll see you next week.